From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, the Tunsil basketball team defeated Western Albemarle on the road 41-28 in the state quarterfinals to advance to the state semifinals. The Trojans are now 27-2 on the season. Tunsil will have a rematch with Northside in the state semifinals on Friday in Roanoke. The Trojans lost to Northside in the regional championship game on Saturday, 64-55. Elsewhere, the Gretna boys basketball team fell to Graham in the state quarterfinals last night, 71-65. The Hawks finished the season with an overall record of 16-10. In ACC action last night, Virginia Tech fell on the road at Syracuse, 84-71. Sean Padula scored 18 points for the Hokies in the loss, and Lynn Kidd added 16 points and 8 rebounds. Judah Mintz led the way for Syracuse with a game-high 29 points and 6 assists. Virginia Tech has now lost 3 of their last 4 games and is 15-13 overall and 7-10 in conference play. NASCAR will return to Las Vegas this weekend for the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube. During a media availability, Kyle Busch discussed his love-hate relationship with his hometown track.
Even as a kid, I had a love-hate relationship with that place. Growing up there, racing there, you know, sometimes you'd win, sometimes you'd not win, you know, so it was always tough and a challenge at the short track, but same for the Super Speedway, you know. I think you just put a lot of pressure on yourself, I do, of wanting to win at your hometown track. When I did win there in 2009, it felt like a Daytona 500 win. I mean, we partied all night long.
The race on Sunday will begin at 3:30. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.